Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your very valuable devotional service over the past years. Our Gaudiya Vaishnav line puts much emphasis on the qualitative nature of a real Vaishnava. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as our acharyas, such as Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, had to fight the challenges of caste Brahmins, who considered that being a Brahmin was on the basis of external formalities, such as birth, or such as a particular type of initiation. But Srila Prabhupada said, for a few paisa, you can buy a thread in the marketplace and find someone to give you a mantra. In fact, if you want to learn the Gayatri Mantra, there are so many books where it can be learned from. And also, if you give a little money to one of our initiated devotees, he'll probably give you the sheet with the Gayatri Mantra. But Srila Prabhupada explained that the chanting of that mantra will not actually purify your heart in a substantial way unless it is heard through the system of parampara. And our system of parampara is not to give this mantra to people as a formality. It is to give the mantra to people who are actually striving to live by the principles of a Brahman. When we speak of Brahman initiation, we are speaking of trying to facilitate people living by Brahminical principles. Bhagavad Gita explains what are the principles of a Brahman. But essentially, what is most important is a Brahman's duty is to teach others the science of pure devotional service. This is our duty in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya lived and taught by the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, he kicked out all materialistic conventions. He kicked out all sub-religious principles and established that the only true goal of life is pure devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna. Brahman means a teacher of pure devotional service. We teach by our example, by our cleanliness, by our tolerance, by our kindness to others, by our control of the senses, and we also teach by the words we speak. Srila Prabhupada was very insistent that those who had capacity should very carefully study his books and share that knowledge with others. Therefore, it is the duty of every person who takes Brahminical initiation within his society, to learn his teachings and to share that knowledge with others by both example and words. In India, we see our young people, they spend months studying for their exams. They miss going to Vrindavan. They miss going to the yatra in Pune. Such valuable experiences that are only once a year at the most. Vrindavan yatra, Mayapur yatra, Pune yatra may come once a year, but the specific experiences are something that you'll never again experience in your whole lifetime. Even not coming to the Sunday program sometime because they feel it's so important to study for their exams. Their 10th standard exams. Or their college exams, midterm exams, final exams, postgraduate exams. If we're going to take these materialistic studies so seriously, how much more important it is to put that same amount of time and energy to study Srila Prabhupada's books. Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavitramitam Uttamam. It's the king of knowledge. And if you understand the books properly, then even if you take your BCom exam or your medical exam or your 10th standard exam, if you're in Krishna consciousness, it's no longer material. You're doing it as a service. But you cannot do it actually as a service unless you understand our philosophy properly. I have been told that some of you in this room for the first time in your lives are taking a serious study of Srila Prabhupada's books because you have to. There's an exam. And I've seen it. It's not an easy exam. This exam was formed and created by a graduate of IIT. And according to his educational training, he has compiled this exam for your benefit. So I hope you're very well prepared. Hare Krishna. And somehow or other, if you pass, it's not passing the exam that's important. It's learning the knowledge of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. The tendency in Kali Yuga, manda sumanda matayo, is that we're lazy. Someone has to put a fire under us to give us some determination. Unless there's a necessity, our tendency is to put it off to another day, another week, another month, another year, another birth. So we must be grateful that Sri Radha Gopinath Temple is actually trying to stimulate, by whatever means, a real, genuine eagerness to study, to comprehend and assimilate the teachings of our acharyas with the capacity to repeat it to others. Then we are actually real Brahmins. If we do not understand what it is that we live by, how will you live by it? So it is our great hope that you all take this serious, If you fail, you can take it again after you study twice as hard. And some people don't really have to be Brahmins. But if you want to be a Brahmin, be a Brahmin. Not by thread, or not to get some respect from others within the society. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar Goswami, some of these acharyas, they took vows, but they put aside the materialistic conventions which brought about respect and honor from society. They simply wanted the service of a Vaishnav is to worship Krishna, to chant the holy names of Krishna, to serve the devotees of the Lord. And the service of a Brahmin Vaishnav is to be a teacher of Krishna consciousness to the world. So, Prabhupada wanted us to boil the milk. He wanted high-quality devotees representing him by their words and example. So as his humble, obedient servants here in Bombay, which is his most loved office, he wanted those representing him to really make an impression within the Vaishnav community and within the society at large as real carriers of the knowledge and the mercy of our Guru Parampara. So you may have had to study. Hopefully you studied. If you didn't study, you will not pass, because I have seen the exam. But Gauranga Prabhu, he spent 10 times as much time compiling this exam. Hare Krishna. So we thank him for his good efforts. And I pray that you all, in this very life, purify your hearts and go back home, back to Godhead. I remember this. Being Brahmin doesn't mean taking a position of expecting honor and prestige. We are not concerned with being Brahmins, we are concerned with being Vaishnavas. Being Vaishnav means Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishvana. And within that realm of consciousness, we want to be Brahman, of teaching this great gift to others. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.